The next patient is Robert Reese. The last name is R-E-E-S. Robert, 81-year-old, one male that is following the office because of CKD stage 3B going to stage 4. The patient was placed on Kerendia 20 milligrams every day because of the proteinuria. It was initially around 1 gram per gram of creatinine, and with the administration of Kerendia, is trending down. The latest determination that was done ...800 milligrams. In the comprehensive metabolic profile, the creatinine is 2.5, the BUN is 42, the estimated GFR is 25. It has been oscillating, period. The patient doesn't have any hyperfiltration. This is with the blood sugar that has been with a hemoglobin A1C of 7%. We are going to continue with the same approach. Number two, the patient has anemia. This anemia is most likely associated to iron deficiency. The serum iron was 47 and the saturation was just 11%. There is no evidence of changes in the frequency. Of the bowel movements, abdominal pain, or weight loss. Two considerations. CKD could be the reason for the anemia, but iron deficiency and B12 is has to be replaced. The iron and the B12 have to be replaced. We are going to prescribe no iron, one tablet every day, and B12, 500 micrograms on daily basis. Following number. Arterial hypertension. Blood pressure today, 122 over 55. We are going to continue with the same medications. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease, that is without any symptoms. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, vitamin D deficiency and supplementation. Following number, the patient has depression. Patient is taking sertraline. Following number, diabetes mellitus, hemoglobin A1C is 7%. We are going to reevaluate the case in a couple of months with laboratory workup. We invested 10 minutes reviewing the lab, 15 minutes with the patient, 7 minutes in the documentation.